This is Black Shoe Diaries podcast number 2. We're here with Kevin McGuire, and by we, I mean me. I'm here with Kevin McGuire from the College Football Examiner and no2minutewarning.com. And Kevin, hello, and where else can we find you?
Well, Chris, I think you hit the nail on the head with the two major sites. Obviously, I'm on Twitter on about 15 different accounts, but the one that the people that are going to be listening to this most likely would be most interested in would be at PSU Examiner. That's where I'm covering all the Penn State stuff that's going on. And if you want a little more college football, you can follow me on Twitter at KevinOnCFB. And that'll generally give you the links to all the different outlets that I'll write for occasionally. So that should cover everyone or everywhere that you guys might be listening to.
Since you cover national issues as well as Penn State issues, let's start with the national stuff. The big topic right now, of course, is A&M probably/possibly/definitely going to the SEC. Where does this stand right now, and how likely do you think this is going to happen?
Well, just before we got started doing this, it looks like the Board of Regents at Texas A&M has voted to allow their president to do whatever they need to do in order to move out of the Big 12. So I think that's one of the first hurdles that needed to be cleared before anything official could be announced or anything. Because obviously, as you know, I'm sure the SEC came out and said that they're happy with where they are right now. And that was really just a way of clearing themselves from any legal problems. So I think now that Texas A&M is starting to clean up some of their mess on their side of things, I think we're going to start to see some progress here. And I think eventually, when all is said and done, Texas A&M is going to be in the SEC. And it's just a matter of who else is going with them, whether it's 14 teams total or 16 teams total. That's something that everyone's going to be taking a look at. And there's going to be lots of arguments back and forth over which schools deserve to be in there more than the other.
And I believe the next step in this process on A&M's side is that they have to ask the SEC for an invitation, and then the SEC has to give them an invitation. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how it's all done, but basically the Texas A&M has to go to the SEC now and ask for an application pretty much. You know, they're basically asking for a job, so they need to fill out the application and submit that to the SEC. And to my understanding, then the SEC would review all of that, and they would have a vote of whether or not they're going to accept them or invite them in, and one way or another. So that's basically where we stand right now. I think there are probably a couple technical issues here and there that need to be cleared up by Texas A&M, but basically they just need to come to the SEC and say, hey, can we join you guys?
So the statement by the SEC essentially is making this whole thing look less like poaching and more like a voluntary move by the Aggies.
That's exactly what it all is. And it's really just so the Big 12 doesn't come back to the SEC later down the line and say, hey, we're going to sue you guys for breaching one of our contracts here. So it was all just a legal mumbo jumbo that needed to be cleaned up. And I think that's exactly what's going on right now.
To get into the sort of fantasy conference realignment aspect of this, who else do you see going along? Because obviously they're not going to stick with 13. No. They probably, I mean, for the longest time, it seems now that we've been hearing about these 16-team super conferences. Do you think the SEC is going directly to that, or maybe just adding one more team? And who do you see as possible candidates for this? Because I know there's some talk that the SEC doesn't want to add any more teams in states in which they already have a footprint.
Right.
I don't see how they're going to avoid that.
Yeah, I honestly don't know, because it really depends on what they're looking for. Are they looking for just expanding into new states and obviously new TV markets, or are they really looking to add the best quality programs? And that's really where the debate's going to be. I think probably the best or the most likely scenario is probably just going to be going to 14 teams, because I don't know if they can add three schools that will add that much to the conference other than what they already have. Because, you know, the SEC, they're top dog right now. I don't think anyone's going to debate that. So, I mean, there's not much that they need to add. I mean, unless they can get Oklahoma and maybe Texas for whatever reason, which I don't see happening, I think 14 teams is probably going to be the best bet. And then in that situation, if you're counting Texas A&M in there already, you know, I'm looking at Florida State and Virginia Tech. I don't really know if any other school in the ACC is going to add that much. I know Florida State's already in that footprint, obviously, with Florida, and you don't know if the Gators would want the Seminoles to be in there for a number of reasons.
Right. And you know, same with Miami.
Yeah, yeah. And if, like I said, if you're looking for the biggest name out there, I mean, they don't get too much bigger than Florida State, I think, when you look at the candidates that they have. I know some people have talked about Missouri, but I mean, I think Missouri is a complete wild card right now, because I think once the SEC makes a move, You know, maybe there's going to be a couple of conferences looking at Missouri. So, I mean, maybe Missouri will take some offers from the Big Ten even. I don't know. I really don't know at this point. There's so many things that could happen. I don't even know where to start with all this.
Yeah, I keep referring to it as Conference Jenga.
Conference Jenga. Yeah, that's a good one.
Virginia Tech is a team I forgot about, to be honest with you. I know there's a lot of talk of Clemson, but, of course, South Carolina is already in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia Tech is something or some, you know, some program that I don't think I really considered, and that would be a really good one for them to poach.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. I mean, if you're looking at the ACC teams and you're comparing them against each other, you know, I think you would go Florida State over Clemson. You would go Virginia Tech over Clemson. So, I mean, mm-hmm. that pretty much screws Clemson as far as I'm concerned. So I'm really looking at Florida State and Virginia Tech. And like I said, if you're going to go 14 teams and you have to make a choice between one of those two, which way do you go? Do you go with expanding that footprint or do you go with the bigger national brand name? And that's, you know, it's a tough debate.
Yeah, and I don't know if the politics in the state of Oklahoma are quite as weird as they are in the state of Texas. But I don't know if you can really separate Oklahoma and Oklahoma State if the SEC just wanted to poach one of them.
Right.
I'm not expecting you to know anything about Oklahoma politics either. Don't worry.
I do not, and I'll be honest with you. That's something that I'm kind of curious about, too, because we all know that Texas and Texas A&M seems like they were going to go hand in hand for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's that strong in Oklahoma, so I think Oklahoma could do whatever they want to do, and Oklahoma State would either try to follow or try to hitch their wagon to that train. I don't know how well that would work, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think ultimately I see Texas going independent if they can, given the whole Longhorn Network deal. Mm-hmm. Unless they can, you know, strike another deal with the remnants of the Big 12 where they can essentially bully around the others financially, similar to basically what they're doing right now. Yeah. Where do you see the Big 10 shaking out in all of this? Do you think they're going to make a move to possibly go to 14, or are they holding tight for now?
I think if the SEC goes to 14 and stays there, I think there's a very good chance the Big Ten will stay right where they are. I think just adding Nebraska this past year was a pretty significant move. And really, I don't know, like I said, once again, with Oklahoma, if they can get Oklahoma, they'll look to expand, I think. But, you know, I just don't know if I see that happening. So I think the Big Ten would be content staying at 12. But if the SEC goes to 16 teams, then I think all hell's going to break loose. And I think the Big Ten and the Pac-12, the SEC and whatever's left of the Big 12, they're going to be battling for some teams that are left over. So, you know, I think that's probably the only scenario where the Big Ten is going to make a reactionary move.
And teams like Iowa State and Kansas State are essentially going to be in the Big Sky Conference.
Probably that, or, you know, Conference USA, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Conference USA would be a good one for them, too.
Yeah.
With respect to the Big Ten, I was going to say not only Missouri would be a possible addition, maybe Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. The problem with the Big Ten issue is each of those programs get so much money now that if you're going to add another program, you better make sure you're adding a sizable, you know, you don't want to end up with a smaller piece of pie.
Right.
So there are only a few teams that would make sense in that scenario, like maybe, God forbid, Texas or Notre Dame. I mean, I don't know what Notre Dame's ever going to do. I really don't. I don't know if they're ever going to get off the pot.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I mean, people keep saying Notre Dame might be a target for the Big 12. And
really? I've not heard that.
I've seen a couple people say, and, you know, this is on Twitter, so you don't know how official this kind of stuff is.
If it's on Twitter, it's true.
Well, okay. Well, there you go. I mean, multiple sources have confirmed Notre Dame to the Big 12 tomorrow. Book it.
Good.
No, but honestly,
that would be culture shock in so many ways for so many people.
Yeah, I mean, I've been asked the question a number of times about when Notre Dame might consider moving to a conference, and I think the answer I've always given is that I think the Irish say they are fine until there's so many drastic moves in this whole realignment process that they almost get forced into a move where they need to do so, you know, just to protect the rest of their programs. Because mm-hmm. if you see what's going on with the Big East, there's a possibility of a split between football and the non-football schools in that conference. So, I mean, if that happens, Notre Dame might get a little left behind. So, I mean, there's a number of things that could factor into their decisions. But, I mean, we've seen it for years. Notre Dame stated that they're fine being an independent, and they like that kind of life. So, you know, I don't know what needs to change in order for them to change their minds.
Moving on to Penn State, where do you see them going this year, and what kind of potential do you think they have?
But like I was saying or trying to say at one time earlier today, Penn State to me is pretty much a wild card for this season in the Big Ten. And until I really know what the quarterback situation is going to be playing out like, I really don't know what to make of it. And I've said before, Rob Bolden is the guy that I would like to see the starting quarterback. And I know there was that scouting report from the scrimmage today that says that McGloin was the winner. But, you know, regardless of who is going to be the quarterback, if they're going to come out and they're going to be a real dependable guy that can convert on those red zone opportunities and get the team into a scoring position on a routine basis, you know, I think Penn State could go pretty far in the Big Ten this year. I wouldn't rule them out of making a run through the Big Ten and getting to the championship game. But at the same time, I wouldn't rule out another 7-win, 8-win season. It really all depends on how that quarterback situation is going to be for me, because I think the running game is going to be okay. I think the offensive line might be a little better than some people are anticipating. We all know the secondary is getting a lot of hype, so, I mean, they could be very good this year. If the linebackers and the defensive line can try to stay healthy, that'd be nice, too. And yeah. I think Penn State generally plays decent defense. They just need to get that offense in gear. And I think, you know, like I said, it's all going to depend on that quarterback. So they're really a wild card as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, on Monday I profiled the Penn State defensive tackles, and that's one of the spots on the team where the depth is really questionable after the first four guys. I know last year along the defensive line generally, mostly defensive ends, but they were just ravaged by injuries, and so are the linebackers for that matter. The linebackers, everyone is pretty sure that they're going to be really good. I think just about anyone on the first two rungs of the ladder are going to be better than Chris Colasanti and Bonny Bajou. It's the defensive line and specifically the defensive ends, I think, that are going to really have to step up to provide the pressure, because they didn't get a lot of sacks last year at all.
They did not.
And it's going to be up to Jack Crawford and Lattimore, possibly Sean Stanley, maybe some of the younger guys to really really step in there and solidify that defense and not only provide pressure up the field, but also you know, seal the edge, or you know, I don't know if that's right. I may be making up a football term there.
I like it.
We're gonna seal the edge.
Yeah, I think you're right. That defensive line, hindered by injuries all last year, and we even saw some players taking it a little easier in spring practice. I think everybody realizes that if the defensive line is not up to par at Penn State, it's going to have a trickle-down effect. The linebackers will have to be playing some catch-up. That'll eventually catch up to the secondary as well. So, I mean, it's all about that defensive line to me when it comes to that Penn State defense. And like we said, we already saw Massaro's gone for the year.
Right.
And Crawford's coming off his foot injury. So, I mean, who knows what he's going to be like. But you would like to see a nice rebound season from him, especially given all the expectations he had going into last season. So I don't know if he's just overhyped or if he just wasn't able to live up to that potential. So, you know, we'll see how much that injury was a factor.
I would not be doing my service as a Penn State blogger if I didn't ask you about Joe Paterno. Do you think this will be his last year? And if so, who do you see coming in after him?
I honestly wish I knew which way to go. I still say that there's more than a 50-50 chance he's going to be back next year, just because until he says that...
because we've all been wrong so many times about it before. Yeah. Since 1986, we've been wrong about this.
Yeah, I mean, he always says he's going to be here for 4 or 5 more years. So until he says anything different, I'm inclined to believe that. So I honestly think he'll be here next year. That's as far as I'm concerned. He's not going anywhere.
Kevin McGuire, college football examiner, national college football writer, no2minutewarning.com, 8 million Twitter accounts, 7 million websites. Thank you very much for joining us.
And Chris, if I could just plug one more site.
Please do. Yeah, give me all the plugs right now.
Well, I've started up a Penn State blog, as you probably know. It's called Nittany Lion's Den, so just go to nittanylionsden.com, check it out. You know, we're not Black Shoe Diaries, and we're not trying to compete with you guys or anything. We're a little bit new on the blog, but we've got a nice little team assembled, and I really like what we're doing so far, so hopefully some people will check it out and let us know what you think.
We will absolutely check it out, and we'll add you to the link bar on the side. And again, thank you very much for joining us.
It was a pleasure. I look forward to doing it again sometime. Like the Mississippi, our tuning starts in Minnesota.